Lesson 6. Let's talk specifics. When you ask someone a question, you may sometimes want to follow it up with another more specific question. For example, if you ask someone where they live, and they mention a general area such as South Wales, you may want to find out a bit more detail. What the name of the town or village they live in is, perhaps, or if you don't know the town, is it near a place you do know? Well, in this lesson, that is the kind of detail we are going to focus on. In Lesson 4, we asked the question, where do you live? We asked it both formally and informally. Ble dych chi'n byw? In South Wales, and Ble dych chi'n byw? In North Wales, and informally, Ble wyt ti'n byw? In South Wales, and in North Wales, Ble wyt ti'n byw? Well, to ask someone if they live in a specific type of area, we just drop the ble or chle from the front of the question and add an un. So, where do you live becomes, do you live in? And then we can talk about the specific area. An informal question would be, wyt ti'n byw yn? Do you live in? Followed by the place name. For example, wyt ti'n byw yn y dre? Do you live in the town? Wyt ti'n byw yn y dre? Wyt ti'n byw yn y dre? A formal question would be, Dych chi'n byw yn? Do you live in? Followed by the place name. For example, Dych chi'n byw yn y dre? Dych chi'n byw yn y dre? Dych chi'n byw yn y dre? And in North Wales, we just change the dych chi into a dach chi. D-A-C-H. Dach chi. Dych chi'n byw yn y dre? Or we could say, do you live in a village? Inne is mewn, mewn, M-E-W-N, and village is pentre, pentre. Let's use the informal form. Wyt ti'n byw mewn pentre? 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 Let's go back to the formal. If you want to say, do you live in London? Well, London is Llundain. That's how it should be said, but most people tend to say the more anglicised Llundain. Llundain. Almost like London, but with a double L sound. Dych chi'n byw yn Llundain? Dych chi'n byw yn Llundain? Dych chi'n byw yn Llundain? And in North Wales, just change the dych into a dach. Dych chi'n byw yn Llundain? So let me give you a grammar tip. Questions starting with dych chi in South Wales, dach chi in North Wales, and wyt ti can also be spoken as statements. So, dych chi'n byw yn y dre, do you live in the town, can also mean you live in the town. Dych chi'n byw yn y dre. So, you have to make sure that you add a questioning tone to your voice to indicate that you're asking a question. Dych chi'n byw yn y dre? and not making a statement. Dachinbeu and a dre. To ask someone if they live near a place rather than in a place, as we've just done, we substitute ar bois in South Wales for an. Ar bois. Let me give you an example of an ar bois sentence. Now, the first time I do the sentence, I'm going to break it up into small sections. Dach chi'n byw, do you live, ar bois, near, y cefn gwlad. The countryside. Dach chi'n byw ar bois y cefn gwlad? Dach chi'n byw ar bois y cefn gwlad? Dach chi'n byw ar bois y cefn gwlad? It also works the same when using an informal sentence. Dinas is city, so do you live near the city would be Wyt ti'n byw ar bwys y dinas? Wyt ti'n byw ar bwys y dinas? Wyt ti'n byw ar bwys y dinas? Or you could put a place name there instead, like Swansea, Abertawe. Wyt ti'n byw ar bwys Abertawe? In North Wales, Gogledd Cymru, the above question is slightly different. Instead of ar bwys, we use yn y mil. Yn y mil. For example, do you live near the countryside? In South Wales was Dach chi'n byw ar bwys y cefn gwlad, but in North Wales is Dach chi'n byw yn ymyl y cefn gwlad. Dach chi'n byw yn ymyl y cefn gwlad. Dach chi'n byw yn ymyl y cefn gwlad. You can answer all the questions in this lesson with a simple yes or no. Ydw? Yes. Ydw? And no. Nac ydw. Nac ydw. Now, you'll hear colloquial pronunciations for both of those words. In South Wales, some people use the colloquial version, so ydw becomes oddw. Oddw. And nac ydw becomes nadw. Nadw. Now in North Wales, instead of ydw and nac ydw, some people will also reply with do. For yes. Do. And naddo for no. Naddo. A little grammar tip about the words yes and no in Welsh. Now that you've learned the Welsh words for yes and no, ydw and nac ydw, I have to tell you that it's not as simple as it seems. In actual fact, there isn't a set word for yes and no in Welsh. The correct response depends on many things, including the tense of the question or whether the noun is definite or indefinite. But don't let this concern you, as we will learn each form of yes and no as and when you need them. Now it's time for a dialogue. The dialogue shows how the words from lessons 1 to 6 can be put together to form conversations. In the lesson 6 dialogue, Jane and Aaron are both shopping in Carmarthen when they happen to meet each other. Let's listen in and hear what they have to say.
Shemai.
Hello. Atgofa I fi eto. Beth yw chenw chi?
Jane dwi. Beth yw chenw chi?
Aaron dwi. Dach chi'n byw ar bwys yma?
Ydw, dwi'n byw yn Llanelli. Ble dach chi'n byw?
Dwi'n byw yng Nghaerfyrddin, ar bwys Tesco. Okay, so within that dialogue, we've heard a few phrases and words that you've not come across before. at least not in the podcast. Let's go through them. The first one is Atgofa I fi. Atgofa I fi. Remind me. Then you've got the word meaning again, which is eto. Eto. And the word for here is yma. Yma. Okay, so we've gone through the words. Now I'm going to play the dialogue once more for you.
Shemai.
Hello. Atgofa I fi eto. Beth yw'ch enw chi?
Jane dwi. Beth yw'ch enw chi?
Aaron dwi. Dach chi'n byw ar bwys yma?
A dwi'n byw yn Llanelli. Ble dach chi'n byw?
Dwi'n byw yng Nghaerfyrddin, ar bwys Tesco.
So how well did you understand the dialogue? If you want to check exactly how well you did, go back to the book version of Lesson 6 and you'll find the dialogue there repeated in both English and Welsh, so you can check how much of the dialogue you understood.